Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our pre-opening markets here on this Friday morning. We've got a complete check of your markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick's supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
PSO wants to raise your bill again. PSO has asked the Corporation Commission for a $170 million rate hike. That's about $14 a month. Call toll-free 844-248-8224. Tell the operator to leave messages for all three Corporation Commissioners. Message is, vote no on the PSO rate hike. Again, the toll-free number, 844-248-8224. For more information, visit www.aarp.org/OK. Well, cattle futures are called steady to weaker on a very poor technical picture. Futures have now finished lower five consecutive sessions and continue to suggest that weight gained as well as cash bids are both working against higher futures right now. The cash cattle trade appears to be generally in the books for so far this week, at least for this week, following another round of light to moderate trade activity yesterday. We did see about $117 trade and some change in our part of the country yesterday. The hog futures are called mixed weaker. Technical picture is looking sketchier, and with ample daily slaughters and lower beef prices, we're not convinced that hogs are poised to make a move higher. Well, on the grains, the wheat futures were up 1.5 cents overnight. The technical picture looks rough this week, however. Previous setbacks into the new lows have generally sparked minor bounces. The corn futures were up about 1.5 cents overnight, so we'll look for two-sided trade as the market maintains a very tight trading range. While waiting further news for direction, we expect farmer selling to be relatively light, but funds continue to try and push the downside envelope. In outside markets, crude and the dollar are up about 25 points, respectively. Soybean futures were firm overnight after a seesaw week of trading where the last 2 day prices have corrected downward from an early week rally. Rainfall totals in Argentina and Brazil continue to remain light, and this could be a more dominant feature should forecasters decide to keep mostly drier conditions in the long-range forecast. March beans advanced 3 cents last night. The contract was down the last two sessions despite strong export sales, mostly on ideas of increased rain chances 2 weeks out. We'll check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
December live cattle down 27, 115.62. February down 60 cents yesterday, 118.67. January feeder cattle up 30 cents, 146.32. March was up 40 cents at 144.50. February hogs down 47, 68.47. April is down 57 cents at 72.40. Kansas City wheat, hard red winter wheat March, down 2.75 at 420 and 3/4. May was down 2.5 at 433 and 3/4. Chicago wheat March down 3.75 at 421.5. May's down 3 cents at 435. March corn is down 1.25 at 351.5, and the May is down 1 cent at 360. January soybeans down 10.75 at 992, and March is down 10.5 at 1004.25. On the cotton futures, the March is down 27, 73.96. That's a look at your markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.